This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Protestations of Obama himself in his speech to the children in Northern Ireland about peace. When he said, those who choose a path of peace, I promise you that the United States of America will support you every step of the way. We will be the wind at your back. Now I ask you, is this person going for the Hypocrite of the Century Award? Because we have to call things by their right names. And the reality is that by any serious examination, this man is a war criminal.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism, one exceptional American at a time. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, are you that exceptional American? You know, I really want to know. I mean, I demand answers right now if you're that exceptional American. I suspect you are, so welcome to the show. Lots of things going on, man. The world is spinning and you're on it. Just think about that. This morning, the sun rose. Tomorrow morning, the sun will rise again and again and again. And today, Donald Trump is your president. And tomorrow, Donald Trump will be your president. Now, speaking of the president, he's set to deliver the State of the Union address tomorrow night. Oh boy, I can't imagine what that's going to be like with Nancy Pelosi sitting behind him. Given her animus in hatred towards the president, she might be considered a suspect, right? I mean, think about it. She dislikes the president so much that, you never know what Nancy Pelosi sitting behind him, figuratively she stabs him in the back all the time, but, given the opportunity right there. Oh, I don't think so. But people wonder, don't they? They wonder about the safety of the president and what's been going on with these clowns around him. You know, the people that pose, they're posers that are around the president, a lot of them, and it's too bad. Anyway, it's going to take him another year or so to suss out all those people and build his administration into the fine administration it's developing into right now. Jobs report, anyone? I mean, I don't want to, we talked about this on Friday. But the resonance of this, the jobs report, just smacked it out of the ballpark. And, it was just a stunning report from what we're hearing from, all different sectors. this is something that a lot of people might not want to discuss. But let's go into it anyway and discuss it. I thought that maybe we'll have just take a few seconds to do this. This was, again, it was known on Friday as the jobs blowout. Totally unexpected to have such a high number of payrolls surging. 304,000 smashing estimates despite government shutdown. It's interesting that we shut the government down and the private sector grows. Well, what does that tell you? Maybe a lot of these people that didn't come back to their government job, I might add, maybe they found a job in the private sector. So we're going to depend on the private. And by the way, the economy is really starting to boom, isn't it? I mean, everywhere is starting to show signs of economic renewal. Even California. Yeah, in certain spots, where the elites are, where it's very wealthy, it's really booming. Middle class, not so much. No good for you. And, of course, the reason why is just high taxes and high taxes and high taxes and high taxes and overregulation. And, oh, by the way, we touched upon this last week, but we didn't realize that unemployment insurance, the federal government has not been paid by the state of California for a long time. The money that we pay the state and the state's supposed to pay the government, the federal government. Listen to this, California, $8 billion owed to the federal government right now. $8 billion. That's not a little checkbook figure. I mean, what would $8 billion? I mean, to me, it's just the absurdity of this is just amazing. But $8 billion. Did I say $8 billion? But that's to add on. You were piling on now. It's a dog pile, right? California was $4.8 billion short. We should be getting in the numbers by, that was December. We should be getting in those numbers for January here shortly, which is estimated to be higher than $4.8 billion. And I don't know exactly. I was told anywhere from $4 to $8 billion. And so listen, 4.8 is what happened in December. They came short. And I have been told it could be as high as $8 billion this time in January alone. Now, I hope not. But, you never know. You never know. This is a sheer speculation on this number. It has to be checked out with the controller's office. That's going to be done here. And I think in the next couple of days, we'll have some sort of idea of what that looks like. The numbers start to creep out and people don't recognize it, but we'll be looking at that. So, and again, we're on California watch for bankruptcy because it's very, very clear. Now, a state cannot go bankrupt. Let's make that very clear. But the slow payments, sometimes 5 months in arrears. We were reporting that a month and a half ago, so maybe 6 months. We're going to go check our sources, actually, on that to find out if that is absolutely true. We know it's going on. Too many sources are telling us they're slow paid and not paid at all for months and months and months. That's one of the first signs and symptoms of the state not being able to keep up with the money that it owes its vendors and everybody else, because they've just been happily spending money on all these social programs at the border. Now, let's mention the border. The border. I have here on my show notes, this is the A block in radio parlance. I have on my schedule. How do they say that? Schedule. We say schedule. We Americanize it. Schedule. Not the schedule business. Anyway, I have on my agenda, didn't even use a different word, my programming plan for today. We talk about the caravan. So how'd you like the lead-in about California being in debt, going bankrupt, infrastructure's just out the window. Look, check out your freeways, right? Check out how they've been stacking and packing people into various towns and various cities, I might add. The central planners, those good communist central planners. By the way, those of you that do not understand the stack and pack business of the Agenda 21 folks, the idea is to get you off the rural land and pack you in densely into cities, right? City states. It makes city states. That's why they did Reynolds versus Sims to set up the whole score for representation, so cities would have massive amounts of representation and rural areas wouldn't. And that's really what goes on. California, of course, we have out here one senator for eight or excuse me, 11. 11 counties, another senator for 7 counties. So that the little federal model, as it was known, is no longer in existence in the states, right? That's what they did in 1964 to destroy the little federal model for states and lack of giving states lack of representation. So it's kind of a fundamental thing. But part of it was in preparation for the next phase of Agenda 21, which, again, I go back, 1964. These people have been planning this coup d'etat, this destruction of the United States of America for a long time, but also the world. See, they think in the worldview that you can take people and get them off that rural land. The kulaks, remember them from Russia and Ukraine? Same kind of thing. This has been what totalitarians have done for years and years, thousands of years, actually, to get people out of the rural areas so they can plunder the rural areas for the city states. It's always been a dilemma. Well, now, of course, it's turning into that, sort of like the rule of the church. This is how the church used to rule back in the day. And they want to get back to that, apparently. That seems pretty obvious. But the point is this. Is that they're stacking and packing people and stack and pack housing developments and things like that in these city areas. And what has happened is they didn't plan. These wonderful little planners that came out from ICLEI and the Agenda 21 folks, they did not plan. They did not plan for the infrastructure of the highways. They would, because that's because they want you to get into bicycles. Boy, go to Sacramento and see what that's done with those bicycle lanes they put in, by the way. It's just amazing. It's fascinating because people are ticked because they can't get around. They can't get in parking structures, and they're irritated. Wonder if that's going to mean changes for that wonderful city. We'll be back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
MyPillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee MyPillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for 1 low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. You know, it's kind of interesting as Maroon 5 last night. Of course, the Super Bowl, everybody was all a tizzy about the Super Bowl. A very boring game from what they say. Nobody took a knee. And Gargos, what's his name? In the quarterback. What was his name? Always taking a knee. That guy. It's really sad, too, about him. Really, really. We chronicled everything about him and what his little stunt was. And I'm not. It's really, really sad when you dig deep down into the ideology of the whole thing about him taking a knee and everybody else. You know, we're talking about Colin Kaepernick, of course. When you take a look at his history and everything, epic history of a young man who fought back. But the basic fundamental with him is that he's always had abandonment issues. And this is, you know, really sad. It speaks of our time. It speaks of breakup of the family. It speaks of all the things. He is really the epitome of the craziness of the left. You know, no family, no fathers, get the fathers out, that whole thing, drugs, everything. Destruction of the family is really what it's all about with Colin. And a young man seeking a family, which is what happens when you have children that don't have families and divorces and things like that. All those things happen. All the societal pressures that are placed upon families from all different directions. You know, a lot of people start out with a real strong family and really societal pressures put on you outside pressure in your marriages or whatever, if you're married at all, really bear badly on children if it's not handled by the adults in the room, you know, mother and father together. And that sort of compact, of course, it's been exploited, and now we're into the whole thing about gender identity business, which is just absolute fallacy, in my opinion, the gender identity business. That it clearly is. I know people would be screaming, you don't know. I do know. I absolutely do know. I worked with kids for 41 years. I know what they're doing. They're grooming people. And it's very evil what is happening in this whole gender expression business. And, you know, I was a sex educator, anatomy, physiology teacher, and that sort of thing. So I get it, a geneticist. I totally get the chromosome business and XY, you know, chromosomal count and all that. And we can talk about XXY and XXXXX and things like that, because those complements actually do exist in the population, and they're aberrations, I might add. They are true aberrations, and sometimes they need surgery to correct the aberrations because it can express itself in a very, very negative fashion. But anyway, Colin Kaepernick is the epitome of our societal ills, and all wrapped up in one package. And you know, people who I know who know him were very, very proud of him up until this little stunt with the knee business. And because they knew the background of why he was taking a knee, it was all a grooming act by the Obamas. Go check it out. He was groomed to do what he did. And, you know, it's kind of, and I go back to the abandonment issues. Of course, he was, when he was brought into the world, his father abandoned the mother before Colin was even born, and then the mother abandoned him at birth and gave him up for adoption. No abortion, thank you. At least that didn't happen, right? The murder and slaughter of, you know, hundreds of thousands of children and babies and now, of course, we've got this thing with the governor. We're going to get, don't worry, I've got it right here, Virginia governor. Virginia Governor, it's coming. It's coming. See, you're starting to figure me out. Anyway, so here you have the kneeler, Colin Kaepernick. And I do not disparage him because I understand his plight. I still hold him in very, very high esteem for the things that he did up until he was groomed by the Obamas. Because he was a very well-challenged man. There's no question of a young man. And he grew up abandoned. And I got to tell you, that haunts young men in particular. It haunts them till the day they die. Why was I abandoned? Where was my dad? Where was my mother? Where was my family? That's a haunting thing. And there are people who know this about young men and groom them. Who groom them, sort of specialize in young boys, if you know what I mean. And those are the sexual predators, of course. And boys are very, very easily swayed to that sort of thing. So I caution parents to understand this. There's a whole grooming behavior that goes on. That goes on with the pedophilias and pedophiles and all this good stuff. And certainly with the abortionists that are out there, all these people. It's all standard fare, if you will, on the left. Even through adulthood. You can adult groom people. You absolutely can. And this is what's been going on for a long time, that for at least for the 60s, since the 60s, grooming of the adult population in particular has been astounding from the left. And now there's like real pushback because you have someone like Donald Trump who understands this whole grooming thing. Okay, but the kneeler, Colin, being the embodiment, being the abandonment issues, always left with him a deep, deep scar within his heart, I'm sure. And because he was raised up as an outstanding young man, became a Christian, and did phenomenal things on the athletic field, and we became an absolutely wonderful, positive role model for people. And then all of a sudden, he gets into the NFL, and marijuana shows up. And pretty soon, he starts becoming inaccurate with his throwing. And there's disparity, and then this is, of course, he achieves greatness in the Super Bowl, but then all of a sudden it comes tumbling down, and who's to catch him on the way down but the Obamas? And they became sort of surrogate parents for him and groomed him until, you know, then you can just see how the usual suspects, a girlfriend shows up, and she's radicalized Islamic, and pretty soon no more Christianity for him. He's off and is on his way to kneeling now. And of course, look what the turmoil that caused with a lot of people. It was an inside job to try and destroy American style football. That's what I said. And so last night, the big controversy was Maroon 5. Were they going to, you know, like a Jagger, I guess, right? Were they going to take a knee? And Art Garagos, Colin Kaepernick's attorney, raging that they didn't take a knee, right? Didn't take a knee because they wanted him to take a knee. They wanted the lead singers of, the whole band, I think, at some point, to take a knee. And of course, Gladys Knight, man, she stunned the crowd. She absolutely stunned the crowd. Now, Gladys Knight's not fooled by any of this garbage. She gets it. She totally gets it. She sung the national anthem dozens, hundreds of times, maybe. It was absolutely epic what she did last night. Flyby, it was great. But the game was boring because there wasn't any of this controversy. So Art Garagos steps up, who's, of course, Colin Kaepernick's person, just excoriates. You guys backed out. You don't know. It just starts bad-mouthing Maroon 5 because they didn't take a knee like he wanted them to do. Oh, Art Garagos, speaking on behalf of the Obamas, actually, by extension. Why didn't you do this? You should have done this, you scumbag. You. Come on, really? Good for Maroon 5. Good for, you know, really, from we Americans, we were all relieved that this garbage didn't happen. And maybe now we can start talking about America's game again. But you see, this is not what they want, these people on the left. They're going to continue to attack American-style football and everything about America. But, you know, they're going to get a little bit more angry, I think, over the years, because we've got a booming economy. Oh, forgot about that one. if we can keep it, because right now we have an explosion at the border. Explosion at the border. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment. We might hear a little bit of Gladys Knight. Gladys Knight and the Pips, remember that? Some of you don't remember that. And those of you that don't remember that, you might look up Gladys Knight. Fantastic artist. No rapper for her. No. No, just Maroon 5. Tattooed all over the place, right? Shirt taken off. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on the Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, NewCaliforniaState.com. We'll be back.
I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. My employees and I would like to thank you for making MyPillow possible. Years ago, when I invented MyPillow, I thought I was the only one out there with problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I'd flip-flop all night, or wake up with a sore neck or headache. So that's why I invented MyPillow. You can adjust MyPillow's patented fill to your exact individual needs to help you get to sleep faster and stay there longer, to get the quality sleep you need. I back it with my 10-year warranty and my 60-day money-back guarantee. And now to thank you, I'm bringing back my best offer ever. Buy one of my MyPillows and get another one absolutely free.
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 when you use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
So, the former Secretary of State had an unauthorized server, and those are your words, in her basement, correct?
Correct.
Who was protecting that information? Who was protecting that server?
Well, not much.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with all present at the Agenda 21 show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. We had some pretty good stuff that was produced by Fox News. What block are we in? I'm sorry, I'm just lost today. Have you noticed that some days I am lost and some days I'm not lost? Anyway, we had a pretty good report. I was listening to it during the show, during an hour before the show. Griff Jenkins reporting from Mexico. And again, I don't want to say I told you so, but I will say I told you so many, many, many times in this radio show, so much so it's just kind of like, wow, we just accept it now. Another one of these caravans, right? Another one of these caravans. Is it ever going to end, you should say? Well, I don't know. Is it going to end? The caravanning, in other words. It will end with a it will end in big ways with a wall. There's no doubt about it. And that's what the left fears. That's one of the reasons why they're flooding the borders right now. There's an estimated 2,000 2,000, they estimated, from what I got from the article, and I can't find the article, so we're just out of luck here. Maybe we'll find it here. Maybe they got. I'm gonna try and cue it up for you so you can hear it. But it seems like the number, the bigger the caravans are just getting bigger. I hate to tell you, because I told you so. It was going to happen. Now our estimates are going up. They say 2,000. Well, that's not really the case. They were stacking up several thousand people right there in front of Griff Jenkins in the report that I was seeing, and then I got some Facebook business going on, and the caravans are being very well organized down in Guatemala and Central America and so on. They're in your face now. People are just in your face that they're going to come across the border illegally. That was one of the things that came out of this report that I overheard. And if the klaxon horn and bells are not going off for this nation, then it's a clear invasion. And the invasion is being facilitated, clearly, by the government of Mexico, which is what we've been saying. This is a deliberate attempt to overthrow this country. This is an invasion, and we have to treat it as such. Okay? It's just a flat fact. Just a flat fact. Now, let's go through some of the answers. I got to tell you, I pulled up the screen for Fox News. This is their screen. I'm just perusing. I'll go through some of this for you. First of all, if you want to go to Yosemite, there's a brand new Yosemite Lodge. There you go. So Griff Jenkins is now reporting again. We can't get the sound on this, I don't think. We're not going to get the sound on that. But Griff Jenkins is reporting again. And get out of this because this is not going to go anywhere. But just some of the ancillary business that's going on. Is he going to say? No, I don't think so. Oh, it is. Hang on.
Process asylum claims much faster. John?
Griff Jenkins traveling with that migrant caravan in Mexico.
Okay, that was a live report. Anyway, but this is what's going on, is that they're streamlining the caravans with buses. And Jenkins was reporting this morning that there's 50 buses going to be loaded up with 100 people each. You know, 50. I don't know about you. That number starts to look pretty hefty to me. And so, in other words, the big white buses in Mexico are going to go to, and bring all these people in to the border today. So that's a flood that's going to happen, right? That's an absolute flood that's going to happen. The question is, how do you stop that, right? Well, you put up a wall so it doesn't happen. But they're going to go to Texas because, see, they realize, the Dems realize that you've got to flood the border now. And so what's going to, in other words, if the president gets the wall and it starts to come in, by the way, we're bringing in another 4,000 troops, it looks like. That was ordered. We got the orders. That was actually in the wings for several, about a week or 10 days or so. I know people started getting orders, and all of a sudden now they're coming down to the border. Another 4,000, 3,700 there, 37 to 4,000 going to be down at the border station. So that's a good thing, but what are they going to do? The big question is, what are they going to do with all these people coming across the border right now? From my understanding, they're just going to let them in and just go. What's up with that picture? We're just being flooded wholesale at the border. Now, the bigger problem with that, of course, is there's going to be more. Now, I'm going to use their number of 2,000, what I was hearing this morning. I don't believe that for a second. If it's 2, it's 10. And if they report 10, it's probably maybe 50,000. 1,000. They're going to increment. But the other part of it, too, is we're all being normed now. See, they just keep coming. They just keep coming. They just keep coming. And it's normal, isn't it, to have our country invaded and flooded like this? Isn't it normal? Hello, wake up. It is not normal. This is an invasion. An invasion of the First Order. And I do suspect that what's going to happen is the President of the United States is going to say such. I believe he will say such tomorrow night and then take action. And I don't think we can wait any longer. We can't wait until, I mean, the 15th of February, if you calculate it out, I mean, 15, so they wanted to go on this, I don't know how many weeks it was, 3 weeks, right, 21 days. So if we take 21 and multiply it by 5,000, okay, we get a big number of 105,000. immigrants, illegal immigrants that have come across the border in those 21 days. That number is probably small, in my opinion. I used a number that I got last month that there were 5,000 illegal foreign nationals coming across the border a day now. That number could be much higher. We could be at 200,000 right now in the 21 days that Nancy Pelosi. See, more voters for them. But it's not that. They want to overthrow this country. Nancy Pelosi and her ilk want to destroy this country. That's what it's always been about. She is the queen of Agenda 21. She brought the plan to the floor back in 1992 to set up this demonic plan to destroy this country. What is it we don't get? Well, because the learning curve just hasn't caught up with her yet, right? After all these years, why is Nancy Pelosi in that position where she's at? She's one of the San Francisco treats, of course. Look at the people controlling our country right now. It's all out of San Francisco. And look what it's done. Look what San Francisco treats have done to California. See, that's what, you know, California is the place it's all going to stop. That's why we have New California. See, this is what we have to put an end to, is this demonic, and I say demonic because it is, this demonic behavior by the Democrats. Now they have their own problem, of course. A governor, a racist governor, clearly racist, doing blackface, doing the moonwalk, Michael Jackson. It just gets worse for this guy. Remember, he was the guy who got up and spoke about abortion last Monday. I think it was last Monday that it broke, and all of a sudden now it's just become a huge firestorm. And a major league problem for who? For you. No, for a major league problem for the Democrats. Because now you have universal condemnation of the governor of Virginia. So the condemnation started to begin with him when he started to talk about abortion. And then after that, it was just downhill. It's continued downhill. And he says he's not going to resign. It's now become universal since the episode about him being known as Coon Man back in medical school. Are you kidding me? Stay with me.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented my pillow. My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee my pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's 2 MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715 and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
A little bit of Maroon 5 here. Take off your shirt. Take off your shirt. No, I'm just kidding. We're going to play this in the outro also. A little bit of Maroon 5 for you. And we'll be like Jaggers. We'll take off our shirt. Get a little California tattoo on our belly showing. I know you all have one. Listen, you can't fool me. I know better. I know you better than you know you. You're exceptional American, so you have tattoos all over your belly saying California and everything else, right? It should say New California. I am just kidding. We can have fun on the radio show at other people's expense, which is the nice thing, isn't it? If it's at other people's expense. Super Bowl 53, is that what it was? Wow, I remember. Listen, I hate to tell you, I was all over Super Bowl 1. Mm-hmm. That was something else. Super Bowl one. And, you know, it was kind of interesting. The leagues were just coming around. There was an evolution of leagues that you started out with the NFL, and the NFL was the preeminent football league ever. You know, and before you had a world championship, it was always with the NFL teams. And then all of a sudden, an upstart league called the American Football League. That's why you have the AFC now. Get it? For those of you that don't understand, AFC. American Football Conference, I think is what it is. And the NFC, National Football. See, get it? So they blended the two together when they came together as the in the Super Bowl I. I can't remember exactly. I don't have to go back. But they started playing games about a two-year period before that with one another. There were two separate leagues, distinctly, and they would never cross paths. And everybody said, oh, the AFC doesn't have the talent that the NFL has. And that was pretty much true. And I think it was Super Bowl III with Joe Namath. Is that what you wanted? And Super Bowl III, Joe Namath came along in Miami versus Baltimore. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. The Colts, Johnny Unitas. And, oh, see, boy, this is some names coming back. Come on, you, all you football people. But it the game changer for all of it, and this is why Joe Namath is famous today, is that Joe Namath, remember the Jets, they were an AFC team. They were an American Football League team. And, of course, American Football League could never even hold a candle to the NFL. That's why in the first couple, Green Bay just dominated, right? Anyway, the football game comes up, and here you have Joe Namath, Wooly Joe, as they called him. Cocky, real cocky. Coming up there and saying, oh, we're going to beat the Colts. We're just going to beat the Colts. There's no doubt we're going to beat the Colts. And the whole 2 weeks leading up to the Super Bowl was just how the, I guess it was, maybe it was a week then. It was only a week, I think. The whole week, I'll just say the week. I can't remember. The whole week leading up to that, all you heard was that this Joe Namath jerk. I mean, really, that's what it was. The Jesus Joe Namath, everything, because, you know, we're Americans. We can say something like that. So anyway, Joe gets up there and just really does a fantastic job. But it was a great football game. But, you know, there was no doubt There was, in my opinion, and I was still playing, I think, high school or college football. I can't remember at the time getting into college football. But I had played high school football and then getting into college at the time. And I can still remember when I saw the game start and I saw their faces on the Jets, I knew they were going to win. I knew they were going to win right up front. They did have the confidence, and Joe Namath brought that about. So the big thing about the Jets was the victory over the Colts, the Baltimore Colts. See, they were the Baltimore Colts. They were in Maryland for a long time. And then they decided, well, you know, no Maryland for us. We're out of here. They went to Indianapolis because they figured, you know, we got to have a better business environment. We don't want to be around the mobs so much. Yeah, that was really the impetus. And so in the middle of the night, literally in the middle of the night, a couple years later, the Baltimore Colts pick up and pack everything in one night and take off and reestablish themselves in Indianapolis. Now, isn't that amazing? This is stuff you just don't realize. But that was all part of the drama back in the day. But you know, I do want to say that it was the NFL that that was a growth time, obviously, for football, American style football, and the professionals. Everybody was aspiring to it. It was a noble thing to aspire to. A smash face football, or smash mouth, I guess you'd say. So that term comes from. Okay, we got a little problem in Virginia. I think I'm going to hold over on this one and play it in the next, play the things that need to play in the next hour, because I think it'll just be a little bit more appropriate, because we're talking about football in the NFL. And sometimes I really like talking about football in the NFL. I hope there's been some sanity brought back to the NFL. And I have a feeling, I have to get back to my NFL contacts, because I know people in the NFL and say, okay, what is going on? Can you help a brother out so that we get, because it's an important game to America, and it's under attack. The game itself is under attack by the same people that, of course, brought you Colin Kaepernick. I mean, he was groomed to be the attack dog on American football. Bring it down. Hasn't worked like they thought. That the evidence of this, I'm serious, the evidence of this is the screaming Garagos, the attorney for Colin Kaepernick, going out and calling names, you know, to the Maroon 5 people. Come on, give me a break. What's up with that? And seriously, they were. Adam Levin shows his breast during halftime show. Shocking. This I pulled up Drudge. This is what they say. Move over, Janet Jackson. Adam Levin shows his breast during halftime show. Performance was sloppy seconds. Empty, boring, basic, sleepy, skippable, unfulfilling, unnecessary. Some of the apparent adjectives to describe what happened at yesterday's game. Lowest scoring Super Bowl ever. Last stand for live TV. This is robots took over commercials, video, Gladys Knight. Ah. I think we're going to play her national anthem. I think it's a wonderful tribute to Gladys Knight. She's a class act. Gladys Knight and the Pips, as I remember. Listen, I love her music, by the way. I love that genre of music, which we don't see too much anymore. Rap, anybody? Rap music is been demonstrably one of the worst things that's ever happened to our culture and society. My opinion. But I have a pretty good view of it.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. Thanks to your support, you've helped make MyPillow become one of the fastest-growing companies in America. Over the last 12 years, you've helped MyPillow create thousands of jobs right here in the USA. Every MyPillow is made with passion here in my home state of Minnesota to ensure you get the best sleep of your life.
I've never slept better in my life. What's better than a great night's sleep?
Sleep is one of the most important things to your health, and MyPillow is one of the most important things to your sleep.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
I tried every pillow from expensive down pillows that just went flat to fiber-filled pillows that rebound every time you move your head. I even tried those memory foam pillows, and the curve did not match my neck, and it probably won't match yours. That's why I invented MyPillow.
My patented fill adjusts to your exact individual needs and helps keep your neck supported and aligned.
My Pillow lasts 10 years, is machine washable and dryable, and comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee.
I personally guarantee My Pillow will be the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own or your money back.
Call or go to MyPillow.com now, and Mike will give you two MyPillow premiums for one low price. Use the promo code, and you'll also receive free shipping. That's two MyPillow premiums for one low price.
With our 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose.
Sleep well, America!
Call 800-266-4715. That's 800-266-4715, and use the promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715, promo code AGENDA.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
I'm going to do what I can do through executive action.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was.
Now that was some good stuff. Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We've got a lot of things coming up. Remember, visit our website, a21r.com, and also newcaliforniastate.com. And you are exceptional Americans. Stay strong, America. Stay strong.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.